Hi, this is James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems and BikeJames.com, and welcome to the special report on kettlebells for mountain bike training. In this special report, I'm going to go over a few things. I'm going to start out with what are kettlebells, a little bit about the history about them, and you know why are they so popular today. I'm also going to go over why kettlebell training is such a great choice for mountain bikers, which is something I'm sure you're probably really interested in. I'm also going to go over why you can't just use a dumbbell and get the same results as you would with a kettlebell. So when you do some of the kettlebell exercises like swings and Turkish get-ups, why the kettlebell offers some pretty unique and distinct advantages over a dumbbell. And finally, I'm going to tell you how do you get started with kettlebell training, how to pick the right weight kettlebell, and some things to keep in mind when you're getting started with kettlebell training. So to kick things off, what are kettlebells? If you haven't seen kettlebells, then where have you been? They're all over the place these days. And if you think you haven't seen kettlebells, odds are that you have. You just didn't realize what they are. Now, kettlebells are those big cannonballs that look like they have a handle welded to the top of them. Now, kettlebells aren't new. They're originally from Russia, and they're over 300 years old. They were popular in this country for quite some time. There's pictures of them in gymnasiums in the late 1800s and early 1900s. So they've actually been in the U.S. for well over 100 years. A guy named Pavel Sotsulin, who is a Russian guy, he was a trainer for the Spetsnaz, the Russian Special Forces. He helped repopularize kettlebell training in the late 90s. Now, what happened was kettlebells were a popular part of training programs and part of the training culture in this country for a long time, but then we kind of lost touch with them, and it coincided with the advent of modern-day bodybuilding. And bodybuilding came along and started replacing kettlebells with dumbbells and barbells and machines, and so we forgot about kettlebells and all the advantages that they had to offer, and what just made them such a cool tool to work with. And so thanks to the work of guys like Pavel Sotsulin, they've helped bring them back to the forefront of the fitness culture in this country. Now today they become pretty mainstream, and you've probably seen them they've been just about every fitness magazine imaginable. They're even on shows like The Biggest Loser, and they've been used by, you know, quote unquote experts who've basically bastardized a lot of the original exercises and intent of the movements behind the exercises. Now, the intention of kettlebell lifting was never for you to get a workout. Kettlebell lifting was and still is a sport, and the exercises and methods were intended to help you train for that sport, not to fuel the burn or work the abs and thighs, although you do get one hell of a workout from your kettlebell training. So that leads us into why are kettlebells such a great choice for mountain bikers. Now, it kind of ties into that last thing that I was just talking about the history of kettlebells and you know, kind of how they've been bastardized in this country, is the essence of kettlebell training lies in perfecting movement, not in simply building some gym strength. So as mountain bikers, we need to practice and refine the movements we need on the trail. And so the movement first philosophy of kettlebell training goes well with our goals. Again, we don't care how much you can squat and bench press and leg press and, you know, do all this stuff if it doesn't translate over to the trail. And so the movement behind the exercises is more important than how much weight you're moving with the exercises. And so that's kind of the essence of kettlebell training, is that movement mastery element. So it goes well with what we're looking for as mountain bikers. The other reason that it's such a great choice is that the big three kettlebell exercises, the swing, the goblet squat, and the Turkish get-up, they cover the main movement patterns and strength qualities we need on the trail in a very compact package. The swing covers body position on the bike, standing pedaling power, using our legs to absorb impact, and it also sets the stage for knowing how to manual and bunny hop and jump. It's also a great conditioning exercise that helps build a type of high tension cardio that you need on the trail. One of the biggest differences between mountain biking and road riding is that mountain biking requires lower RPMs, and you know, you need that higher tension cardio, as I call it, on the trail. And so the swing is a great way to build your conditioning with that higher tension cardio. Now the goblet squat covers seated pedaling, and it also covers that low RPM grind strength. Again, if you get caught in a really low gear, or you know, at the end of a climb, you're really having to grind through a tough gear, the goblet squat works great on building that kind of leg strength. And like I said, also works on seated pedaling, because when you're sitting down, your pedaling is more knee dominant, and so the goblet squat helps strengthen that movement pattern, whereas the swing strengthens the hip dominant movement, which when you stand up, then your pedaling becomes more hip dominant. And so between the swing and the goblet squat, you're covering your two types of pedaling. Now the Turkish get up, rep for rep, does more for us than just about any other exercise out there. It covers basic and advanced core strength. It covers lateral hip mobility that you need for cornering technique. It improves shoulder stability, which improves your upper body trail strength so that you can throw your bike around and just absorb impacts with the upper body more effectively. Plus, it creates more injury-resistant shoulders so that you can crash and your shoulders aren't, you know, as susceptible to injury. And if they do get hurt, they're going to be able to bounce back quicker. And it also helps build single leg strength for improved pedaling power. Now, one of the other great things about the Turkish getup is that it's a left and right movement. So it lets you identify and address left and right asymmetry. So if you find that you're significantly stronger and more coordinated on one side with the Turkish getup than the other, then that lets you know that when you're out on the trail, that side is taking over and trying to do most of the work. And so by getting even out and getting more coordinated and building your stability and mobility on the other side, you're going to increase that side's ability to contribute on the trail as well. So those three exercises, like I said, they cover just about everything that we need on the trail in one compact package. Another great thing about kettlebells is what I call the one kettlebell philosophy. And it basically means that you can follow a great training program with just one kettlebell. Now this makes it ideal for home workouts. So instead of having to, you know, learn how to, you know, invest in and learn how to use a bunch of different equipment or a bunch of complex exercises with that equipment, you can just get one kettlebell and learn some basic exercises and really get a great workout. Just hammer yourself with those things right there. So again, this makes it ideal for home workouts, and also makes it ideal for riders who either don't have a strong strength training background or just want a simple routine to follow. And this is one thing that I've learned in my years of working with mountain bikers, is that most riders aren't that into the gym. They'd really like some sort of solution to be able to get a quality training program without having to go to a gym or without having to invest in a bunch of equipment. And also because they don't have a strong strength training background, a lot of exercises are new to them. And so, you know, if you're trying to start a routine that's throwing like, you know, three dozen exercises at you right off the bat, it can get pretty frustrating. So that's one of the reasons kettlebell training is so great for mountain biking, because it kind of plays into what we want from a training program, something that allows us to get in, get a good workout in, keep it simple, and then give us plenty of time and mental energy to get back out on the trail. Now, one of the other things is that kettlebell training places a really big emphasis on the posterior chain, which is your hips and your upper back, basically the muscles that you can't see in the mirror. Now, evening out the imbalances and dysfunctions caused by mountain biking is probably one of the biggest advantages of this emphasis on the posterior chain. You know, if you think about your usual position on the bike, you're hunched over, your shoulders tend to be slumped forward a little bit, and it's a really bad posture and bad position on for our bodies to be in. And so if we spend hours and hours in this position and we're not doing something to help strengthen the other muscles and balance out the body, then you're going to set yourself up for some sort of overuse injury down the road. So the more balanced your body is, the harder you can push it before it starts to break down. So that emphasis on the posterior chain is going to really help even out those imbalances and take care of a lot of dysfunctions that come along with mountain biking. Now, the hips and upper back are also the biggest, most powerful muscles in the body. And so tapping into them and learning how to use them effectively with your movements that you need on the trail is the key to becoming a rider who's able to handle whatever the trail throws at them. So again, it's going to increase your performance and it's going to decrease your injury risk by making sure that you're getting those muscles that you can't see in the mirror nice and strong. And so a lot of the kettlebell exercises, like the swing, you know, like the Turkish getup, even the goblet squat, you know, really pulls that posterior chain into play, and so forces you to, you know, even yourself out and you know, regain good high quality movement. Now, a couple other things I want to touch on that make kettlebell such a great choice for mountain bikers: the thick handle and offset weight of the kettlebell means that you're building grip strength and wrist stability with every rep. And these are two things that are vital on the trail. Now notice I said wrist stability, not wrist strength. And this is something I've talked about before, but strength is your ability to create movement at a joint. And so a lot of times when people are trying to increase what they think they need on the trail from their wrists, they're using movement. They're doing wrist curls and that little, you know, the tie a weight to a string and the other end to a you know, broom handle or something, and do the little twisty deal, and you get that burn in your forearms and you're like, oh man, I'm really, you know, building my wrist strength. And yes, you are building wrist strength, but on the trail, you need your wrist to be able to stay straight and strong and resist movement, not create movement. And so that wrist stability is extremely important. And so because of the thicker handle and that offset load, that means that you're building that wrist stability. Your wrist has to, you know, basically stay strong against that kettlebell, which is trying to pull it out of position. And so again, every rep, you're building your grip and wrist strength, or wrist stability, I mean, your grip strength and wrist stability, without having to spend a lot of extra time doing exercises and extra stuff for that area. So it makes it a really good way to train those things that we need on the trail without having to spend a lot of extra time just focusing specifically on that stuff. And lastly, it's fun. Kettlebell training's fun, and it does take some skill to do properly. It's not like going into the gym and setting up the machine and sitting down and pounding out 10 reps mindlessly and letting, you know, the machine do most of the work for you, or, you know, even just your usual gym workout, going in and just going through the motions. The kettlebell forces you to slow down and think about what you're doing. And so, you know, realistically, in my opinion, kettlebell training is as close as you can get to going on a trail ride without throwing your leg over a bike. And so that's really important for us as riders, because we want to make sure that what we're doing in our training is going to, one, keep us mentally engaged, because I don't care how great a training program is, if it's boring and you're not into it, you're not going to stick with it. And so, you know, this keeps you mentally engaged because it makes you think about the skill that it takes. It makes you think about what you're doing. And again, that mindset shift towards how you're doing it, again, will really help you on the trail as you progress. So those are some of the reasons that I really feel strongly that kettlebells are such a great choice for mountain bikers who are looking for a good training routine. You know, they're you know, you can only do so much with body weight. You know, I do get a lot of people asking me, oh, can you give me a body weight routine? And, you know, you can get a great workout with body weight, but eventually you need to have some sort of external load, something that's going to teach you how to handle an object. And so that the kettlebell is a perfect answer for that problem for mountain bikers. So now the next question that I usually get after I go over this, because people, after going all over all these reasons, most people are convinced, man, that sounds great, James. Those exercises sound like they really do a lot for you, and that kettlebell training sounds great, but why can't I just use a dumbbell? Let me just grab a dumbbell and do the same exercises. I can do a swing with a dumbbell. I can do a Turkish getup with a dumbbell. So why can't I just use a dumbbell? Well, there's a couple reasons that you're not going to get the same results from a dumbbell as you will from a kettlebell. And the primary one, again, it goes back to that thicker handle and the offset load, but especially the offset load, that changes how your body views the exercises. With a dumbbell, the center of mass, the center of gravity of the dumbbell goes through your hand. That makes it easier to balance, and that makes it easier for you to kind of manhandle the weight. Basically, you can get away with bad technique with a dumbbell much easier than you can with a kettlebell. For example, with swings, the center of mass, because it's not in your hand, it's getting thrown further behind you and further in front of you than it does with a dumbbell. Now, this forces you to maintain a stronger stance and a more stable core in order to handle those projected forces. Again, when you're using a dumbbell and that center of mass is directly in your hand, it's not getting projected as far behind you and as far forward. And so that little bit right there really changes what's happening with the exercise and forces you to increase your balance and core stability and strengthen your stance to be able to do a swing properly. You take a 35-pound dumbbell and do some swings, and then you take a 35-pound kettlebell and do some swings, and it is much harder to control the kettlebell and get it to do what you want than it is that dumbbell. And so again, it's just rep for rep, you're going to get more for what we're looking for on the trail from the kettlebell, especially with swings. And also with the Turkish getup and overhead presses, and actually any of the pressing movements, because that center of mass is, it's going to actively be pulling your arm backwards. And so this makes it harder for you to simply use the shoulders and chest to stabilize and hold the load. It causes the upper back to work harder. And this helps bring better position and stability to the shoulder joint. You know, one of the biggest problems with the shoulders, one of the reasons that, people get overused shoulder injuries, their shoulders just kind of start to hurt from, you know, years of riding and using it, is because they're overusing that chest and shoulder and not really using the upper back to help stabilize the shoulder while it's moving. And so the kettlebell actively kind of pulls that arm back, and it just activates the upper back more effectively. Right off the bat, the upper back is activated, whereas with dumbbells, you don't get that. It's a lot easier to, again, kind of manhandle the load and place it where you want and find a balance point. Whereas the kettlebell, if you have that, you know, your hand kind of pushed forward when you're doing your Turkish get-ups and your presses, and you're relying on that chest and your shoulder, it's going to wear out much quicker than it would with a dumbbell. So again, it just kind of forces you to do the exercise better, and it gets more upper back involvement. Now, the kettlebell also offers automatic feedback on a lot of exercises to let you know if you're doing them correctly. And again, this goes back to that ability to just manhandle a dumbbell versus having to use proper technique with a kettlebell. So again, for example, when you're doing your swings, if you get to the top of your swing and that kettlebell is not projected out, like it's not forming a straight line with your arms and it's dropping down towards the ground, then you know that you're not using your hips properly, that you're using your lower back and pulling with your arms too much. So, you know, again, if you're using a dumbbell, you're not going to get that kind of feedback that you do from the kettlebell dropping at the top of your swing and starting to point down towards the ground instead of projecting straight out. Also, on the down part of your swing, if the kettlebell flops under your butt, you know, then that means that you're using your knees to catch the weight, not your hips. So again, automatic feedback. You get down to that bottom position, you feel that kettlebell kind of flip back and underneath your butt, as opposed to maintaining a good straight line with your arms. Like basically, the handle and the kettlebell should maintain a straight line with your arms the whole time. So if it's breaking that either at the top or at the bottom, that's telling you that you're not doing something right. And so again, if it's flopping under your butt at the bottom, you're not pushing the hips back, you're not catching the weight with your hips properly and loading the hips, getting ready to project the weight forward. You're catching it with your knees and you're squatting the weight. So again, without the kettlebell, you're not going to get that kind of automatic feedback that's going to let you know whether you're doing it right. And also, the kettlebell, if it's grinding into your wrist when you're doing Turkish get-ups or presses, then that means that you're twisting at your hand and you're not rotating at the shoulder. And again, that's a really important thing, is learning how to be strong from your center, your core out. And so a lot of times we move from the outside in. And so when you're doing your presses or you're doing your Turkish get-ups and the kettlebell is having to move and rotate, well, you want to make sure that you're causing that rotation at the shoulder and holding your wrist strong and stable versus twisting at the hand and the wrist. And so again, if you feel that kettlebell grinding into your wrist and grinding into your wrist bones as you're doing your get-ups and presses, that's just simply telling you that you're not using good technique. You're not rotating at the shoulder, you're not doing it right, you're just twisting your hand. So again, those are just three examples of some automatic feedback that's provided by the kettlebell that you simply don't get with a dumbbell. So again, I really think that, you know, investing in a kettlebell is more than worth it. So how do you get started with kettlebell training? Now, the first thing you need to know how to do is how to pick the right weight. So in my experience of working with men and women riders over the last few years, I've got a simple way that I've come up with to know what weight should you start with. Basically, it depends on, are you experienced or inexperienced with strength training? Have you had a chance to build some basic foundational strength, even if it's using a program that's got nothing to do with kettlebell training or not? And I make that cutoff line at 3 years experience. So if you have less than 3 years of strength training experience, then I would place you in the inexperienced category. And if you're in the inexperienced category, for men, I would suggest starting with a 12 kilogram kettlebell. And for women, I would suggest starting with an 8 kilogram kettlebell. Now, if you have more than 3 years training experience, then you can bump up a notch. So men, you can bump up to a 16 kilogram kettlebell, and women, you can bump up to a 12 kilogram kettlebell. So pretty simple there. It doesn't need to be overly complicated. Obviously, there are some exceptions to that, those suggestions there. But again, you want to make sure that you have a weight that you can concentrate on how to do the exercises correctly and look to perfect the movements, you know, before you start worrying about using, you know, heavier load and things like that. So you want to start simple and look to master the big three before jumping into more complex exercises. There are a lot of great kettlebell exercises out there, but they are all built on the mastery of the big three. When you have your swing down, that's going to build the pattern that you need for your snatch and your high pull and all of your explosive ballistic movements. When you've got your goblet squat down, that's actually setting the core strength in the upper back position that you need to be good with pressing. You know, your Turkish getup again is building the shoulder stability and mobility you need to do pressing. So, you know, mastering the big three, your swing, Turkish getup, and goblet squat are going to set the stage for you to be successful with those higher level movements. So master the big three before you get too worried about the more complex movements. You also want to make sure that you have the right mindset. And remember that how you do the exercises is much more important than how many reps you do or how much weight you do. I can't emphasize that enough. You have to make a mindset shift and understand that when you are doing kettlebell training, you are doing just that. You're training, you're not working out. Now, the essence of that means that when you're training, you have something specific that you're practicing, something you're being mindful of. Each rep, you have, you know, you're concentrating on how well am I doing certain things, not just turning the brain off and going for the burn. So your workout will come as a result of your training. But if you're not in there with that training mindset and you're just going through the motions and you're just trying to feel the burn and, you know, work the abs and the thighs and all that other stuff, you know, the late night infomercial buzzwords that get thrown around, then you're going to really miss a lot of what kettlebell training has to offer, especially to you as a mountain biker. Because remember, you have different needs than the general fitness population. I wouldn't encourage that mindset even for the general fitness population. But you know what? If people just want to go in and mindlessly go through some exercises and that is their sport and the gym is their sport, then whatever, more power to them. But as riders, we don't care about that as much as we care about how is this going to transfer over to the trail. If we don't see a distinct transfer to the trail, then it's not worth the time and effort. So you want to make sure that you're concentrating on how you're doing the exercises, because perfecting that movement is what's going to allow you to see that transfer to the trail. And lastly, I want to encourage you to check out mtbkettlebellconditioning.com. And there you're going to be able to learn more about the first program in the world to combine the power of kettlebells with the proven MTB strength training system. It's the only training system in the world dedicated to the unique demands of mountain biking. Now, I've been using kettlebells for years with great success in my own training facility, and I feel so strongly about what they have to offer my fellow riders that I've come out with my first all-new program in several years. And this workout program will allow you to take the guesswork out of how to best use kettlebells to help you ride faster, longer, and with more confidence on the trail. Now, while you're there, you can also learn more about kettlebell training through a free online kettlebell clinic that's going to show you the proper technique for the swing, the Turkish getup, and the goblet squat, as well as showing you some corrections for common mistakes that riders make. So I'll also be showing you how you can use rep ladders to build high quality movement and work capacity at once. This is really, really important because we want to work on our endurance, we want to work on our cardio capacity, but if you aren't using high quality movement to do that, then you're laying that fitness on top of the wrong movement patterns, and it's not going to translate over to the trail as well. So rep ladders are a really great, sneaky way for you to get a lot of volume in and build that work capacity while maintaining really high quality movement. So I'll show you how rep ladders work and how you can incorporate them into your training as well. So that's pretty much it. That wraps up this special report. I hope that you've got some good information out of this, learned a little bit more about, you know, what are kettlebells, where they come from, why they're such an amazing training tool for mountain bikers, and why they have so much to offer us, for getting that transfer from the gym, you know, or your home workout or your garage, or wherever you're going to do the workout. Because that's another great thing about kettlebells is, I mean, earlier this afternoon, I took my kettlebell out into the yard and did my workout out there. It was a nice day, and I decided, hey, you know what? Instead of going into my training facility, I'm just going to grab a dumbbell, go outside, and get some sun and get a good workout in. So that's another great thing about kettlebells and what makes them so good. You know, also told you why dumbbells aren't as good of a choice and how to get started with the kettlebell. So again, I want to encourage you to check out mtbkettlebellconditioning.com. Again, you can learn more about my MTB kettlebell conditioning program and also check out that free online kettlebell clinic that's going to show you, you know, how you can get more out of the swing, the Turkish getup, and the goblet squat. So once again, this has been James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems and bikejames.com. Hope you guys have enjoyed this special report, and I'll talk to you guys in my next one.